Click kaya959.co.za. This is how
we do it. To download the Point of View podcast.
Thank you so much for staying with us. So the Electoral Commission of South Africa presented its report on the 2024 general elections to Parliament's Home Affairs Portfolio Committee earlier on today. On the line with us is Chief Electoral Officer at the IEC, Sia Mamabolo. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Yeah, good evening, Pamela, and this goes to your listeners.
So, you know, when you look at the work done by the commission, and comprehensively, you made the point earlier on today when you were presenting to Parliament that there is no perfect election. There are some wins, though. You know, the number of people who turned out, quite historic in their numbers. Would you then say this was satisfactory as the commission?
Oh, no, absolutely. There are things that we wanted to achieve today, to get that message out to the South African population through Parliament. Firstly, we wanted to dispel the notion that the election may have been compromised, in particular our information and communication technology. Today we wanted then to say in no uncertain terms that no such a thing happened. Secondly, to say that this election last year met the constitutional demands for a free and fair elections as well as the international norms for a standard of a credible election. About that, we have no prevarication. And we believe that the standards were met. However, we also accept the fact that the things that happened, for instance, the two-hour problem with the leaderboard, mm-hmm. Which is something that ought not to have happened, and the performance of the voter management devices, which were really a dark spot on that election. But nonetheless, everything taken into account, it still was an election that met the standards for freeness and fairness.
There is a collaborative effort in deciding, for instance, you know, who you bring in to assist. And that is an effort by various political parties. And there is a decision about how do you procure these people and the services of these people. You have highlighted, though, that there needs to be a conversation about people who are managing each station and what kind of individual this would be. Someone who would probably have to have a managerial experience. That's not to say that they should not be unemployed, but that there needs to be a discussion about the level of experience that individual has. Explain to me why that you feel has to be brought to the fore and why that is so important.
No, it is very important. To the extent that we could see in last year's election where 84% of the people that were engaged were unemployed. And that was reflected in the quality of the management of voting stations. So it does really occur to us that there are certain leadership roles within the voting stations that must be reserved for people with some kind of past managerial experience. Because on election day, these people deal with high tempers, sometimes very irate voters, sometimes very irate party agents and so on. They've got to make decisions about the voting process, the flow of people, the positioning of material in voting stations. So this needs a person who has taken decisions before and who has been accountable for the types of decisions that they've taken. It does, of course, not mean, as you correctly point out, that is a zero-sum game, that the employed won't be given opportunities. They'll still be given opportunities. You want, however, to have a correct mix of skills and experiences to give on the one side people that are unemployed opportunity, whilst at the same time you do not forgo the experience required to have a decent operational environment within voting stations.
The issue of misinformation and disinformation was really a problem with this past election. And we now have all kinds of technological advances since then. And I wonder, you know, going forward, what thoughts do you have around really managing that kind of course, because it's a very contested terrain, that kind of problem that we faced with the 2024 elections, where it started becoming a problem?
Yes, the social media space is good in the sense that there's instantaneous flow of information in a very inexpensive way. Yet at the same time, that prospect of the advancement in social media has also created conditions conducive for disinformation and misinformation. So we've got to look at the regulatory reforms, and there we've got to be careful, because we do not want to have a situation where the freedoms of people are interfered with. Yet we do need to have a framework, a regulatory framework that says certain things can happen, and hopefully the social media platforms themselves will come to the party to cooperate with us in the implementation of such a prospective regulatory reform.
Well, I really appreciate you giving us your time. It's a lengthy report, so we're obviously not going to be able to go through it all. But essentially, I think there are a lot of takeaways here that while there were problems, you know, South Africans came out in their numbers. And in fact, I think it's the HSRC which pointed out from some of their research that people saw this as a platform to voice out their dissatisfaction with government. Now, you can't necessarily fix those problems, but it must mean quite a lot to be entrusted with that responsibility and for people to express it in that way. And it was quite evident in the numbers that turned out.
Certainly. You know, an election, you know, as the HRC correctly pointed out, is an opportunity for people to express their views, positive or negative. And we have to hear people when they speak, and that election gave people precisely such an opportunity, which really is a gratifying fact for us.
Well, I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much. I know it's been a long day, but thank you so much for making time for us this evening. That's the Chief Electoral Officer at the IEC, Sy Mamabolo there. And it's a lengthy report. So what we'll do, you know, you can either go to the IEC website, and they've also got a nice press release there, which sort of comprehensively just condenses all of that. Otherwise, you can go and click for yourself and get the full report. We'll also just give you a link on our social media platforms.
Click kaya959.co.za. This is how we do it. To download the Point of View podcast.